Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 25 October 2021, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. You're here for a treat tonight. We're going to have one of my favorite people in the world to talk to. He's a hick. I like him. He talks like we do. He's a country boy. We're going to talk to Jerry Merritt. Now, if y'all knew who Tex Myers was, I'm sure you did. Jerry stepped in behind the plow, trying to take over where Tex left off, went home with his Lord, and he's doing an excellent job. We're going to talk to Jerry Merritt with Power of Prophecy in just a few minutes. Don't go away. A lot to talk about. And, of course, as always, your phone calls. And in a way of a prayer request, I do have a couple tonight, and I'd like for you to please, if you would, keep some special people in my mind. They're part of my family that need some strong guidance and some very strong direction. And sometimes, folks, it's hard to talk to your own family, you know that. So I ask you to please, just with no name mentioned, please keep that in your prayer, that the individual I'm thinking about will open their eyes to the truth and follow Christ before they really mess up their lives. I ask that, if you do that, please. And don't forget, as long as it lasts, folks, the 3-for-1 on the REM sleep and the Tranquil. Now, some of these dates, these things may show the product is outdated, but they don't get old. I'll tell you up front that some of them will have dates on there probably end this month. But it's still a good product. Folks are going to sell for 3-for-1. We'll close them out. Once they're gone, they're gone. There'll be no more. And those that like the product, and some of y'all really love the REM sleep, I do too, and the Tranquil also, get 3 for $40.95. That's $2 over the regular price to help pay shipping on the extra bottle. 3 bottles for $40.95. That includes everything delivered to you to a REM sleep or Tranquil. You can't mix them up, but you can order three of each. Either one of them, or as many as you want, while they last. I got a couple cases coming in, but once they're going for good. And don't forget also, we're offering out back again. We're so tickled to have this. The Super Quick Clean Gun product. Y'all heard it last week with the Harold Schillinger sharing with you what it would do. And people actually ordered it by the case already. So, it's a fantastic product. We have it available here at the ministry, folks. You call in for pricing. You can use on your guns, which everyone needs it for that, folks. You clean them up a couple times, they're not going to rust. They're just not going to rust. It'll actually take rust off the gun. But that's just one use. Put in your gas tank for better gas mileage. It actually helps your engine inside. Put it on your tools around the house. Your tools, electric tools, any other kind of tool. It's totally dry. It's not dangerous. Use it where you want. But it's available, folks. You can call and get prices if you like at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And I did send Volume 3 of Words of Wisdom Instruction from God's Word to the printer this past Thursday. It'll probably be back sometime later this week or first next week. So the book is available soon, folks. I hope you'll like it as well as you did Volume 1 and Volume 2. They're $14.95 each. And if you buy more than, say, six or so, we'll give you a little discount, of course. Or buy the case, a more discount. They'll be here, hopefully, within a week at the most, probably a week and a half at the outset. But so we'll get it out here to you as soon as possible. Volume 3, folks, is available very soon. Some of y'all have been asking about it. Well, it's on the way. And don't forget that when you order something, or if you call and want a calendar, our 2022 calendars are available. The Call to Season Ministry calendar, folks, I think they're beautiful. The same picture as on last year. Everybody loved the picture so much, you put them again this year. If you look at the pictures of a beautiful waterfall and a cabin beside the creek, whatever, it relaxes you. Again, they're here for nothing. They're free. If you don't place an order, if you want a copy, just say, hey, call and leave your name and address. We'll send you one. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you want a copy, just let us know. Now, as I say, our guest tonight is Jerry Merritt. He is a new, he's the leader of Power Prophecy. He's doing his best to keep Texas, Mars' legacy moving on. Tex was a man who was not afraid to confront the truth. Probably one of the best investigators I've ever seen as far as a journalist goes. One of the best. He wasn't shy to tell it like it is. If it offended somebody, he'd not because he meant to, but if it did, they'd get over it. But he told them the truth no matter what. And I knew Tex Myers for 25 years or more. I don't know. And the Lord took him home, you know, a while back. But tonight we're going to talk to Jerry Merritt. Jerry is from Texas. He's a good old down-home country boy, common sense kind of guy. Guys that you and I can relate to. He's not city-fied. He's not sissy-fied, and he's not afraid to just tell it like it is. Jerry Merritt, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Pastor Budge. I always love chatting with you.
Well, it's always fun because we kind of think alike. That probably just scared half the listeners off the radio when I said that. But but anyway, we do kind of think a lot alike. And I do want to do this one more thing, if you don't mind, Jerry. I have a listener who listens to the program a lot. He calls in once. My name is Daryl Eberhardt out of Pennsylvania. He sent me down a handwritten prayer and asked me to read it on the air tonight for our servicemen and women. And you and I both know that we have been duped into war after war after war ever since, I can't think of the last just war that there was. I mean, World War II was set up, so World War I, Korea, and all of them, and of course Vietnam. But Daryl asked me to read this prayer on the air, if you don't mind. I'd like to do that if you don't care, please, Jerry.
I would love to hear this prayer.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, God, our U.S. military personnel have endured Agent Orange and Gulf War illness, and many of them are still suffering from and still having to deal with post-traumatic stress syndrome disease. Please bring physical and mental healing to these men and women. We ask this in the name of the great physician, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And I say amen to that. And folks, I hope you all heard that prayer and agree with us, because these men and women, whether we know the wars are unjust, but they're doing what they think is their duty, just like I did. I went in with a pure heart, thinking I was doing the right thing. I did, folks. Yes, I was naive. That's why they take kids in. They know what's going on. But pray for these young men and women that maybe they'll see the truth in this issue, and their mind and body can be healed. And I will say that sometimes the minds are the hardest to heal. I never suffered as greatly as a lot of them did, but I suffered with PTSD before they knew what it was. By the grace of God and His mercy, it's mostly left me now. It's been out of my mind for quite a while in most cases. But these men and women do need the prayers. So please keep it in mind. Thank you, Daryl, for the prayer. Now, back to your guest, Jerry Merritt. Jerry, you've been running Power Prophecy for how long now?
Took over in January of 2018, so 2.5 years.
You know, Tex Myers is... Tex Myers was a hard act to follow.
Boy, you ain't lying. He, you know, honestly, he was the most godly man I ever been around, and that's saying something. And he was brilliant. And where he got his information, I would love to know. Because he came up with just such phenomenal information to share with everybody. And you're right.
He did.
There are a lot of people that didn't like him. There are a lot of people that don't like me. That's, you know, that's part of the gig. I understand that. But the fact that he didn't care, and all he cared about was telling the truth. That's what I'm trying to do. When I record my radio show, I verify everything that I have to make sure that I'm telling my readers, my listeners, the truth. And
amen.
When I come on to chat with you, it's got to be the truth, or I can't be here.
Well, you know, we're certainly not above making mistakes, but I know what you say. Once you lose your integrity, you've lost everything. And I have heard so many talk show hosts come up with the Earth's going to end next week or next month or next year, and they're still doing it after all these years, and nothing, very little they've ever said has come to pass. And that is just absolutely destructive to the cause of Christ and for the people that are trying to get the truth out. But I admire you for that. I know Tex was a researcher. I mean, that man found information, as you said, on where he got it from. But he had backup for everything he said. And I just always admired him for that, because he's the kind of man that you could take his word for it and go on with it, known as truth. And I feel for you to be the same way. I know that when you tell something, you've researched it and you've done everything in your power to confirm it. And I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Pastor Butch. I know we're two peas in a pod, like you said earlier. We just a couple country boys that enjoy what we do. You know, we're blessed to do what we do.
Yes, we are.
22 years ago when I started at the ministry, I was a lost soul. And because of the ministry and the work, I was no longer backslidden. I got back in my Bible and got back on that narrow path that seems to be such an issue today. We
yes.
don't respect people. We got ear ticklers up in the pulpit, and we got pew sitters out in the church, and you know, nobody is acting accountable to God.
No, well, no, there's no, the Bible tells you there's no fear of God before their eyes, and that's a problem. And as I made a point more than once, we made last Saturday in our church services, try to make it very clearly. You know, we're told in Hosea 4, 6, and 7, in 4, 6 specifically, that if we forget God and His laws, He will forget our children. We're told in Proverbs that if we tramp a child away, he should go. When he is old, he won't depart from it. We're told in Deuteronomy chapter 6 how to raise our children from morning to night, how to teach them the Word of God and teach them the principles and the convictions that God gives them in their heart to serve Him. We're told to do that 24/7. And I look around, I say, now, people, if you think we've done a good job, look at our children. Look at our, and I don't just mean to say ours personally, but our children nationwide. How far, brother, have they strayed from the path of God in the last couple of decades? And how good a job has the families, the Christian families, and even the pastor behind the pulpits done in instructing our children today?
It is so vile, the job that the pastors have done. They have in their hand every Sunday the greatest weapon ever, and
yes.
that's the Holy Bible. And they are supposed to lead the flock instead of feeding them cotton candy and playing this music and all this other garbage that they do, instead of teaching and preaching God's holy word. So you can go to any store. I don't care if it's Target or Walmart, grocery store, and you watch these little kids run up and down the aisles, and they're pulling stuff off the shelf and Nothing is done. Now, when I was a kid, my dad was in the Air Force, so we went to the commissary. And Mom had two boys, and we were boys. But
oh, yeah.
If we grabbed something off the shelf and Mom said, put it back, we did. And
oh, yes.
Back then, Pastor Butch, if a child misbehaved in a store, they didn't look at the parent going, I cannot believe this is your child. They went and said, they would correct the misbehavior. Then
That's
they
right.
would tell the parent what you had done and they had seen. And the parent didn't get mad at the stranger. The parent would swat your fanny right there in the
Absolutely.
Store.
Absolutely.
Didn't care if it embarrassed you.
Absolutely.
And therein lies the...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Say, therein lies the problem that we have today. Where there's
I
no
totally
discipline.
Agree.
You know, we give participation trophies to kids. We don't keep score in little kids' soccer games, basketball, football. You know, life is a competition. And the more you learn teamwork, the more adjusted you will be. Instead of being this solo act, who's going to follow that? So, sparing the rod, spoiling the child, oof, we've done it for last generation or two.
Well, I was just going to make a point, and you just made it for me, and I appreciate you. You know, the saying, spare the rod, spoil the child. We all say that, but it's not Bible. You probably know that. I'm sure you do. The Bible says spare the rod, you hate your child. You hate your child,
right.
folks. If you spare the rod, you hate your child. Now, I didn't say beat them, but a switcher on the hind end will not kill them. But it sure make them feel like you're going to dance for a while. This spare the rod is hating your child. And it's not just discipline with the rod, it's discipline with whatever else you can use to make them understand the truth. And we didn't intend to get all this on our children, folks, but please, look at your family. If you're blessed to have children at home right now, what are you teaching your children? No, not just by what you say, but how you live. Now, I'm saying this, Jerry, I'm saying this humbly before God, and the Lord knows I made a lot of dumb mistakes. But in my home, my boys are here, and they're still not. There was never any alcoholic beverages in the home, beer, wine, nothing in the home. Not necessarily because somebody drinking a glass of wine takes somebody to hell. But I didn't want to see my sons watch me do something that they may start later on and can't quit. And folks, that goes for everybody. Everybody out there. What you take as a liberty that doesn't bother you could kill somebody else. So just don't do it. But nonetheless, the TV watching was very restricted. An hour a night on school nights, and it was like Andy Griffith or whatever, very restricted. They didn't go to movies. Now, that's got me in trouble with my parents and other people too, Jerry. My boys did not go to movies. And they would get, but, you know, their friends would be going to see, well, I'm not going, Dad won't let me. And that got them some, I'm sure, some embarrassing times. Now, every one of them, since they've grown up, has thanked me for that. But at the time, it was tough to hold the line. I started homeschooling them and put them in a private Christian school. I had to work sometimes three jobs to do it, but I didn't mind. Well, they're going to lose their social life. Really? So we put them in a social life where they learn how to do drugs and have sex and how to be a transgender. Is that the kind of social life you want to have? That's what you find in public schools, folks. Exactly that thing. And before I get started and get carried away, Jerry, you share what's on your mind.
Well, you're preaching to the choir right there, Pastor Butch. The education system today is rife with Satan's menu. They're teaching pornography, and they're putting in transgender books, and they're having classroom discussions on how to be a sodomite and a transgender, and what sex are you, And it's backed up by social media accounts. One of our elected officials got banned by Twitter because he said that the Health and Human Services Secretary, that dude, it's a guy. I'm sorry, he was born a man. I don't care
That's
if
right.
he dresses like a woman. He's a man, but Twitter censored him. They cut him off his whole account because he told the truth. And
The man is a pervert. The man's a pervert.
Yeah,
he's a pervert. That's just what, he's a pervert. He shouldn't be allowed to walk the earth. He's a pervert, but go ahead.
You know, and you turn on the television today, and, you know, when we watched TV, it was from 6:30 to 7:30, because we went to bed at 7:30. So that hour we got was good, wholesome TV. It wasn't...
Right.
Because after 8 or 9 Eastern is when they started getting a little bit more risque. Well, now... You can't turn on a TV show without seeing some transgender or homosexual couple, or, you know, they're shoving this down the kids' throats, and the parents have started using the TV as a babysitter.
I agree.
The tablet, the cell phone, and the TV, and they're all mired in film.
And Superman just came out as a homosexual. A sodomite. You probably saw that. Yeah, he did. Yeah, now he's got a boyfriend. But see, this is, folks, we have damned our children. You don't like to hear that. I know you don't, but I can't help it. When God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he destroyed everyone in it, right down to the youngest child and every beast and animal there was in it. He destroyed it all. It was all polluted. You say, preacher, that can't be. All children are not polluted. I beg to differ. Time you get into any age at all, and you put them in a public school, my friends, their filthiness has started big time. And I'm going to say this right up front, straight up and down. Most parents today are children themselves on drugs, illicit sex, all kinds of immorality. And the child just happened to be there. They happened to have a child, whether meant to or not, they had a child. So they're stuck with the child, and the child's stuck with them. When the home's destroyed, there's nothing left to build on. When the foundation of the home is taken away, all of society crumbles, and America is crumbling at a very fast pace. Go ahead, Brother Jerry.
It is sad, but that's a true statement. And when you were talking, that led me back to LBJ, the criminal that he was, piece of trash, signed in the Civil Rights Act.
Yep.
Up until that point, the black family was a strong unit. Now, there was segregation, and they were treated like secondhand people. And we know the Bible says that God's not a respecter of persons, but that's the way it was back then. But the family unit for the black family was as strong or stronger than the white families. And whatever happened in the 60s with the sex, drugs, and rock and roll and all that trash, the black family has been destroyed. And then you look at this Black Lives Movement, and one of their bullet points on points of emphasis that they were looking to get rid of was the black father figure.
Oh, yes.
That doesn't make any sense, because look at where we are in society today. I read an article earlier this afternoon about a high school in Louisiana that had, 3 days of nonstop fighting in the school. And dads, not father, dad. The dads got together and said, we need to fix this. So they got like 60 volunteers. They take turns and rotate. And the dads are in the school now. And it has been peaceful. It has been vibrant. Because dads are in the picture. And if you have children, you know what I mean when I say they give them the dad look. I spanked my kids one time. One time. That's all I had to, because the dad look scared them more than the spanking would.
I agree. I totally agree. I remember my dad used to say, now, the son you're talking with should be listening. And, of course, I knew what that meant. Okay. But, you know, we were talking about things happening in public, in the family. Ronald Reagan, supposedly one of the greatest presidents ever lived, did something in 1968 in California. He's the one that opened the no-fault divorce. He's the one, folks, that signed into law in California, and it's spread across country since then. No-fault divorce, which made divorces easier than getting married. So today, divorce is way more common in the than it is staying married today, and even in the church. So now people don't even bother getting married; they just shack up, cohabitate. They have children outside of wedlock, and which makes them bastards. I'm not making that up, folks. That's Bible. And we're seeing this happen without any twinge of conscience. And brother, you know, that's why I'm seeing there's no conscience left to right and wrong in most people's minds. They do whatever feels good, whatever's convenient. There's no conscience left, is there? Very little.
None. I mean, look at what's going on in San Francisco or California in general with the shoplifters.
What happens
in New York? The criminals, there's no cash bail, so they go in, they get out, and they're allowed to completely do the same things over and over again. And, you know, there's going to come a time when you got to pay the piper. And, you know, I am not an infidel. I'll do whatever I have to defend my family. I live on 5 beautiful acres in the hill country here in Texas, and I had somebody call me today at the ministry and said, you got enough ammunition? And I said, well, do you ever really have enough ammunition? But I got enough. I'll be here until I'm out or they get me. But I'm defending my
wife. Amen. And your family and your neighbors are necessary. Yes, I understand that. I totally understand that. And I bet you're glad you stored up ammunition while you could, because ammunition getting very hard to find. It's getting very expensive. So I told people several years ago, stock up while you can, because it's going to become scarce. If they can't get the guns, they'll get the ammunition. And they've pretty much done it, haven't they?
Oh, man. You know, there's a reason that the post office bought millions and millions of dollars of guns and ammo. The Health and Human Services Department, the IRS, all of these federal agencies under Obama, and I say Obama because it's Alabama, not Alabama. So
yeah.
Obama had these government agencies procuring guns and ammunition to create a shortness. So that, I mean, that's the best way for gun control as far as the libtards go. Is to not allow anybody to buy ammunition because there is none. You know, and, you know, I know you and I are right thinkers and we think a lot alike. And to me, gun control means you hit what you're aiming at.
I agree. I just did that this past weekend. I got me a doe season here. I won some deer meat. So I went out in the woods and got me a doe. And people go, oh, you killed deer. That's right. And I'm going to eat it. That's what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to eat it. Going to cut up some cube steak and tenderloin and some canned meat, and we're going to eat it. That's what I've done it for years. You know, brother, it's another thing, too, that I'm seeing is the, I'll get sick of hearing this. I'm watching now that Biden apparently used puppy dogs for experiments, and people are up in arms about that, and I understand. I love animals. I hate animals misused. I do. But they don't cry about the babies they're killing. They cry over puppies, but not babies. Folks, that's a twisted idea of judgment for sure. Back at the break, don't go away.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back. You've been talking to Jerry Merritt with Power of Prophecy, and I'm going to give you a number in a minute. I can call and talk to him, and or call and get him on the mailing list for the magazine they put out. Folks, this ministry that Tex Mar started many years ago has been a powerful influence in a lot of people's lives, including mine. And I know that you're going to want to know more about it. But we were talking before the break about the imbalance we have in this country. Now, again, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be offended by what I'm saying, but I really can't do anything about it. It is what it is. I'm not going to apologize for telling the truth. We've lost our natural affection. And you say, what do you mean, preacher? The Bible says it's going to happen. And it has happened. We love our animals more than we love our unborn children. Now, that's the truth. You don't believe me? Watch TV and watch them advertise elephants dying off and puppies being killed. And that's all great. I agree with it. That should be stopped. But it doesn't make it right to ignore the children that we're watching having slaughtered every day. On our watch, it doesn't excuse us from that responsibility of this happening. Now, we can cry all we want about animals, and I'm not saying we don't. I have a dog that pretty much owns me and Marcia, but I do not apologize for the fact that we are more concerned about animal abuse than we are of killing our own children. Now, that is the truth. Jerry, what do you want to add to that?
That's a fact. You know, before I start my program at the first of the month, it's called Secrets, I usually go through a scoreboard. It was suggested by a listener of mine, a dear friend named Cliff, and he said, why don't you tell people how many abortions have happened and how many people have died of the flu, and then throw in the COVID numbers and just give people some perspective. Well, this perspective should utterly shock you. So far today, the number of abortions is over 1,900. This year, over 705,000 babies have been murdered. And there is an uproar about Fauci doing these experiments on beagle dogs.
Exactly.
I cherish the heartbeats that we have. You know, I got I had a horse and a miniature donkey. I got three dogs and everything I could do to make them happy and healthy, I did.
Yep.
But push come to shove, I hear horse meat is edible. And if that's what I got to do to feed my wife, then that's what we'll have to do. And I loved Edsel. That's what we called him, Edsel. He was a wild Mustang that she adopted. But, you know, like you said, you went out in the woods and you got you a doe. And it's not for the head and for taxidermy and all that. You know, trophy hunters, I got no use for. But that meat will sustain you. And I know
that's
people
right.
that are trophy hunters that will go and they'll pay a guide, and the guide actually processes the deer meat and gives it to local food banks. I'm down with that, too. You just don't shoot something to shoot it.
No, no.
You take care of it to eat it.
Yep, I totally agree. I agree. But the priorities are all messed up. Folks, if you want to call and talk to us, you certainly may at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Again, we're talking to Jerry Merritt with Power Prophecy. And, Jerry, if people want to contact Power Prophecy or maybe email you or something, how can they do that?
They can call the office toll-free, and it's Canada or the United States. It's 1-800-234-9673. And if you want to email me, it's prophecy@texmars.com. And
prophecy
I get about 400 or 500 emails a day. Yeah. So
all right, folks.
Give me a shout. I love it.
Can you send them your monthly magazine too?
Yes, sir. All they got to do, they call the office and they'll talk to me, Michelle, or Sandra, because that's all that's there. And we'll get your name and address, and we'll send you a newsletter. And if you talk real sweet, the girls might send you our new catalog. maybe.
Both those ladies are very sweet ladies. I'll tell you that right now. They're very sweet ladies.
Oh, yeah. They're very, very sweet.
Very nice to work with. But, you know, and folks, can lines open if you want to talk to us. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. But, brother, we're watching things happen in this country that I'll just be quite honest with you, and I'm not a prophet per se, but I can take the Bible, and I do this. I guess you call me a New Testament prophet, and the fact that I can take the Bible, I can show you what's coming next because it's already in the book. I can foretell what's coming because it's in the book. And America has slaughtered somewhere in the area 75 million children. We've turned sodomites and lesbians loose on our children. We perverted everything around us. We mocked God. We laughed at God. We ridiculed God. Anyone who stands up for Christ is ridiculed. We're seeing pastors arrested, not only in Canada, but here in America, for taking a stand against not wanting to close churches. We're seeing America being judged, and rightfully so. But we're watching the crumble around us, and I do know for a fact, this winter, and winter's almost here, brother, we're watching fuel prices, gasoline prices, heating prices go through the roof. And I just read some articles today on Melody Cedarson's program from Michael Snyder and some others, and Mike Adams. We are going to see food rationing. Now, I don't mean all foods, but certain foods are going to be in short supply. We're going to see prices go up on everything. My gasoline is already going through the roof, and it's just getting started. Propane is going up big time. So is natural gas. And they're warning about shortages. Maybe it won't be enough gas to keep heating up people's homes. Now, this is for real, folks. I'm making this up. America is being judged because we deserve it. He says at first in Hosea 8:11, I believe it is, said there'll be a famine in the land, not for food and water, but for the word of God. That comes first. But then Leviticus, he said, because you've forgotten these things and my commandments, I'm going to break your staff of bread. And, you know, Jerry, we never faced that in America. I mean, we've always had plenty to eat in our lifetime, more than we ever needed. But God can bring it to an end, can't he?
Oh, quicker, as we say down here, quicker than you can kiss a duck. Because, you know, we were talking off air during the break. America has become the new Sodom and Gomorrah.
Absolutely.
It's impossible to say God bless America because we're full of heathens, and those pastors, those lukewarm pastors, and you know what the Bible says about those who are lukewarm?
Yep.
They're just not doing the job because they're not called to do this job. They're there to make a paycheck. All you got to do is look at Benny Hinn, Kenneth Copeland, Jesse Duplantis, all the whole ilk. That they're giving people the candy they want to hear instead of the truth. And I say this with complete knowledge. You know, we don't make a ton of money at the ministry. We make enough to pay our bills and to pay ourselves a little bit, and that's fine and dandy. God always takes care of our needs, and every now and then a little bit of what our wants are. But you look at Kenneth Copeland saying, I got to have a private jet because I don't want to fly on commercial with all these heathens. Well, that's exactly where he's supposed to be flying.
That's right.
If you're a man of God, you should be up there preaching these people and waking them up and telling them the truth and getting them on that narrow road instead of buying a private jet for $64 million so you can go by yourself. You got a little fired up on that one.
The Duplantis has worked on his fourth one. So, you know, I mean, I don't want to say I haven't got my first jet. We're falling way behind, Brother Jerry.
The only plane I got is a piece of paper that I'll make and I'll fling it across the living room at my wife. And poor Leslie will sit there and then she'll throw it back.
I hear you.
That's gracious. The closest I come to getting a jet.
but the Bible tells that the last days will be, you know, the people will have itching ears, and they'll heap to them teachers that will tickle their ears, and that's what they're doing. Everyone, and listen, I'm all about good news, folks. Jesus Christ's gospel is the best news any man could ever hear, and I do teach and preach it. But we're here to do battle. Literally here to do battle. Read your Bible. What's armor for? And Christ says, Matthew chapter 10, that he didn't come bring peace. He said, I didn't come to bring peace. He knew that standing for him would cause disruptions in families, would cause conflicts and among peoples and among nations. He knew that. He knew that. But the Christians today in this nation as a whole seem like all they want to know about is when the rapture is going to come and how can I name and claim in that new car I want. And they, you think I'm making it up. I'm not making it up, folks. I've been to those churches. I've been to them. They run on emotions. The rock music bands dance around the aisles. They run on emotions. When it gets down to the battle part, they kind of slide away from that. You want anything to Jerry before we go to the phone lines?
No, let's go to the phone. I'm good for chat.
All right. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, pastors. How are you
good
both
evening.
This evening? I think that the problem, and I've heard this over and over and over again, well, they're not doing anything worse than we did. Why should we, you know, why should we get after them? These are the kids. Well, did you learn a lesson ever in your life that what you did was wrong, or do you just think, well, it's compounded?
Well,
that's,
you know,
the question.
I can, and I know where you're coming from, but I can strongly disagree that I did not do what most of them are doing. I never was a transgender. I knew it was a boy from the get go.
Oh, no.
You know?
And it's gone up a degree every time, you know?
You know, so there are things that certainly I never heard of. I didn't know what pot was until I went in. It was in the Air Force, and I was in Thailand or Vietnam when I first heard about that. I didn't know what that was. We were just country boys. The only thing I knew was how to pitch a baseball and shoot a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, it started with little things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, I played a trick on this person. It wasn't a nice trick, but I played a trick. Well, it was just a trick. And the next thing you know, they're out doing this whole other stuff. It gradually became acceptable to do whatever you wanted.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Gradually built up.
Yeah.
Nobody's there to grab them back and put them back online.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like that little trick that they got away with is a gateway drug. Like they said, marijuana is a gateway drug to the hard stuff like cocaine and methamphetamines and LSD and all that garbage. You know, getting away with one just gives them okay, I got away with that. What can I do? And it escalates. And it's a gateway to doing more and more heinous acts. And you had originally said that, you know, they're not doing anything different than what I did. Okay, when you learned the lesson, did you repeat that? But we don't teach that lesson anymore.
No.
We just tell them, we set them in timeouts, what we did. And they sat there for 10 minutes, and then they went right back to being hellions that they were. It didn't do any good. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's escalating, and it's getting worse.
Absolutely. Well, I heard, or I've been hearing, they're now sending my babies to these labs. They're not... Not just the aborted ones, but live babies.
Oh, that's true. They're true with that. That's part of how they found out. That's how they worked the COVID vaccine was with a live baby, 5-month-old baby born alive, to harvest his kidneys.
Yeah.
Yep, that's true. But Christians don't care. They'll take the vaccine anyway. They'll take the vaccine anyway.
And they wonder why everything's going to be cleansed. Why God's going to show up and cleanse the whole thing.
Yep.
He's just going to sort us all out. Those that go into the pit of fire, go into the pit of fire. And those that enter heaven, and it's just going to start all over again. And I think it's about time you did it.
All right.
It's come to the point where it's time to do that.
Payday is coming. It's imminent. Thanks for calling, Janet. Got to jump. Good call. Thank you. Before getting this caller, I want to read a verse of Scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Folks, listen to this. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11 says this. Now, pay attention. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. We don't punish evildoers. More people commit the evil. That's why hanging on the courthouse square was a good idea. Oh, no, it wasn't humane. Oh, the person they murdered, they didn't have any rights, or the ones you raped, or whatever. It's okay. They weren't humane then, so it might be humane to them, the ones that murdered them, or whatever. No, folks, the death penalty is biblical all the way through, both Old and New Testament. And it certainly taught a lesson to those who left standing watching it. That's why Ecclesiastes 8:11 said we got to punish them quickly and the way according to the Word of God. Go ahead, Jerry, before we go to another phone call.
Amen.
Okay. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch and Jerry, and I want to thank you, Pastor Butch, for reading my prayer.
You're welcome.
As you know, a 20-year military veteran of the U.S. Air Force and U.S. Army with relatives who have had problems through the decades with the VA system and that, with some of the problems that they got from the problems that you mentioned on the prayer. So thank you for reading that. Pastor Butch, by the way, has a 4-page tract, color photos, of what goes on in abortion. And I would urge everyone to give Pastor Butch or some of the ladies a call there at Call to Decision Ministries. And please ask them for that 4-page tract and order a number and send enough money that they get pays for the postage and that for that. Chick Publications has 2 tracts also dealing with the abortion baby murder issue. One's called Baby Talk. The other is Who Murdered Clarice. I'd check with chick.com, like a baby chicken, chick.com, and get Baby Talk, Who Murdered Clarice, and order the other one from Pastor Butch and take advantage of some of the materials that Pastor Butch offers and products that he offers, like Vitamir that helps Daryl's gums a lot. So this old 74-year-old that's probably just a little bit ahead of Pastor Butch says, thank you, Pastor Butch and Jerry, for what you're doing, and thank you, Pastor Butch, for reading that prayer. God bless
you welcome.
Both so much.
Thank you, Daryl. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Sweet call. Any comments about what he said, Jerry? Anything you want to add to the end of this?
You know, I'm so glad Daryl called in. I used to chat with him. He would call into the ministry periodically back when I was just a little feller in the ministry. And I always had a joyful conversation with Daryl. And so he's been a longtime supporter of Texas ministry, and I'm glad that he's a part of your ministry and now he's part of my ministry, and it's great to hear that he's doing so well.
You know, and over the years, you and I both have seen a lot of people that were still with us faithfully, have passed on, be with the Lord, and went on home. And you miss them because they become family, don't they?
Very much so. There was a lovely lady up in Maryland that I used to chat with all the time. And she quit calling, and I had to go checking on her and found out that she had passed. And it just broke my heart because she was so joyful to talk to. As much as I tried to lift her up, she lifted me up as well.
We're telling you the truth. Y'all become part of the family. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yes. When I open my show every week, it's hello, friend. It's not hello, people, or howdy, y'all, or hoot and holler, or whatever. It's hello, friend. Tech said that for 30 years, and I continue to say that because everybody that listens is a friend. Whether you agree with me or not, I'm fine with that. You know, we can agree to disagree on some things. And maybe God has shown me something in the Bible that you haven't been shown. Maybe God has shown you something in the Bible, and you're supposed to teach me. I'm not infallible. And so that's the one thing I have learned through the years with text, that we can read a chapter in the Bible and it says one thing and we're reading through it and everything's great. And next time we read it, it smacks us upside the head and it's like, how did I miss it?
Yeah. Really?
Yes. There's a reason God repeats himself many times in the Bible. It's because sometimes we're too thick-headed to catch it the first time, but the second, third, fourth time, we might wake up.
If we're lucky, blessed, okay.
Mick,
amen. Let's go to Mick in Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes.
You know something, you talk about marijuana. You know who started that? Just up. Baloney. They say that other drugs.
No,
have
I don't know.
Have you seen the movie called Reefer Madness?
You know, I'm thinking I did, but that's an old one. I don't remember for sure.
Well, it's put up by the Hearst family and the Rockefellers.
Okay.
And it's all about how to hypnotize the people into believing why. These are the same people who started all this abortion insanity, by the way. You know that?
Well, generally, this the elite are the elite, period. And they do most of the things happening on this earth by plan, and they actually get a lot of accomplished. They do. They truly do. But you know, as I know, Mick, that generations followed us has got way off base, and we weren't all that close ourselves at the time. But we've let it get so much further off base. And I'm saying I'm talking about the church. I'm not talking about the heathen. But the church in America have more or less kept silent for so many decades about right and wrong because they don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what's happened. That's what's happened to our country. You know, Christ offended a few people. I believe they crucified him because he made them mad. What do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they killed him, right? He offended people. Jerry, want to add anything to that?
He sure did. He didn't come here for love and tenderness and hugs and group hugs and hold your hand. And no, he came here to even the score. Wake up.
He was a law.
He did. He said, I come here to divide, not break peace. Mick, I hate to jump in. We got 2 minutes left. Got another call to bring on. Thanks for calling, Mick. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Hey, Butch. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I experienced in the last few days two people, and I call them charismaniacs, actually told me that the prophets are saying that Donald Trump's going to get back in office without an election, that the remnant's going to be here and, you know, clean up the world, and the prophets are preaching them smooth things and just name it, claim it. That's how they put it. And it's going to make everything really good and happy. You know, Butch, I'm really sorry about these people, that they have to be so misled and
how they survive.
A path that is feel good.
Yeah, they can't face reality, and I'm being polite. I try to be polite because they don't know who Christ is truly. They've not been redeemed. They've not been converted. They believe in Christ, but so does Satan believe in Christ. But they don't want to believe that we have to pay on this earth for the sins of a nation. You see, nations can't be judged in the hereafter. They're judged right now. And that's what we see in America. And they don't want to believe that. And, Jerry, that's true, is it not?
Very much so.
So, I mean, they survive on the feel-good stuff. And believe me, I know that. I've seen it.
And the saddest thing is, like, with these people, especially with this so-called, what they call themselves modern-day prophets, which they're not, that they're misleading the people so badly. You know, I remember a story that day. Yeah, there was a story that Dave Von Quast said one time about a man in the lake of fire and walking around and turning people over, looking at their face, and a man standing on the shoreline said, "Son, what are you doing?" And he said, "I'm looking for the man who lied to me."
Yeah, yep. I remember Dave telling that story.
And there's so many people out there so deceived, misled. You know, Butch, there's a long time. I was caught up in that stuff for about 10 years.
Yeah,
stuck
I understand.
In speaking in tongues and that. And I told one person one time I quit speaking in tongues because, you know, God took it from me. They told me I was in bondage. The sad thing was the person and the whole community of those people are stuck in bondage.
That's most of true because they run on emotion. Joe, got a jumper down the last minute. Thanks, call. Appreciate it. Good call.
You're welcome.
Okay. Jay, one more time, give me an address and an email and tell me the phone number and tell me how I can get in touch with you.
All right. Yeah, phone number, 800-234-9673. Email is prophecy@texmars.com, and that's T-E-X-E, Mars with two R's, M-A-R-R-S.com. And if you want to write to us, the address is 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669.
And folks, if you missed the address, I'll have it at the office. You call me Thursday, I'll give it to you. I'll be right here at the office. And Jerry Merritt, thank you for being with us tonight, and thank you for being on what you're doing. It's just a blast knowing you. I do appreciate you. Thank you.
Pastor Butch, I told you before, I love you, brother, and I just, if we don't get a chance to meet here on this earth, I can't wait to get to heaven and visit with you.
I hear that. We'll sit down along the river and talk for 1,000 years or two. Thanks for the call.
There
appreciate it. Talk to you soon, Jerry. Thanks for being with us. Folks, we love you. By the grace of God, see you tomorrow night. This being you tomorrow night, and Wednesday night, we're going to have Dr. Judy Mikovits in. You don't want to miss that. See you tomorrow. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.